Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, the classic tale of Frankenstein is brought to the Strauss Youth Academy stage to share on the production. It's cast member Sam Coleman. Sam, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Glad that you are here. Tell us a little bit about the production when we talk about Frankenstein. When did you first hear about this production coming up?
Well, I heard about a month ago. No, not a month ago. A year ago. Sorry.
Lining up the season,
yes,
I guess?
Yes, it was... Learning about the season that we'd be having this year, and that's when I heard. I thought it was very interesting. I didn't know a whole lot about Frankenstein.
Had you ever taken on a role in a horror play
I hadn't. No. Anything I've played before has been really lighthearted.
What did you think about taking on this role or trying out for it at the time?
Well, I wanted to, you know, have something connected to what I've done before, and so I have the lightest role. I have somebody who's supposed to kind of complement all the darker areas of it, try to be
right.
The lighter person.
Well, that's an interesting role to have to fill. As far as the production of Frankenstein, does it hold true to the traditional story, or does it take a different approach?
Well, it's very true to the book, Mary Shelley's original book. Not so much the movies. The movies are actually very different from the book. So we're trying to stay with the actual very artistic, great piece of literature that it was at first.
As far as the costumes and the scenery, does it take on that type of traditional look, kind of dated to the period of its time?
Oh, yes. It very much looks like all the 1800s things that you'd like to have, all the boots and things like that that you would find in...
Yeah, scenery, as far as that goes, is it backdrops? Is there any, you know, physical movement of pieces on stage, or how does that come together?
We move different sets and tables off and on stage, but for the most part, it all looks about the same. We have this one stage for pretty much everything, just have a single set.
Yeah. Let's delve into the story a little bit. Okay. Tell us about some of the main characters that we see in the play.
Well, first, there's Victor Frankenstein, and he's obsessed with finding a cure for death. Mm-hmm. So he... goes to college to learn how to bring a person back to life. He does all this research to try to see if he can take a dead body and make it back to life, because he's afraid of losing everyone in his family to death, because his mother dies and he just doesn't want anything else to happen to his loved ones.
Some of the other characters involved in the show?
There's also his... girlfriend, his fiance later, Elizabeth, who he's sort of been betrothed to for quite a few years, and she worries for Victor a lot because of how just very depressed he is with all of trying to solve the problems of death and how it can bring it back.
Who is portraying those roles of Victor and Elizabeth?
Jacob Evans, very cool guy, is being Victor, and Aslan Tucker is portraying Elizabeth.
Oh, okay. Tell us about the role that you have and about preparing for this role.
My role is Henry Clerval, and he's jubilant and very out there, very fun, and he's very lighthearted. And what I had to do to prepare for that really was just get into a mindset of everything else that's all around you is just totally dark, totally depressing, totally solemn, but you have to be the guy that's always bringing it up, has to be the really, really happy guy, the guy.
And I take it that's probably been one of the biggest challenges of the part then? Or
it really has, because you look around and everybody's just got to get really, really into the dark, depressing of it, and there's a lot of moments where you have to add that comic relief, have to be there to just kind of, you know, let the audience feel a little bit happy while they're in the... Very, very dark, very suspenseful.
Now, some of your past experience, I know, has been with Hamlet, also with Guys and Dolls and Pride and Prejudice. Do you enjoy the drama more? Do you enjoy the musical side of things when you perform? What do you take a particular joy in doing?
I really like both. I'm more of a musical theater person, definitely, but dramas are really, really fun too, especially when you have one that's adapted from such a great piece of literature like this.
Yeah. Is there a particular scene that you're looking forward to sharing with the audience, whether it's with your character or one of the scenes that come up during the show?
Yes, there's a particular picnic scene where we're all worried about Victor going off to college and things like that, and I can't do anything but just make jokes the whole time. Everyone else is so upset and kind of annoyed with me, but I'm just out there being fun.
Yeah. Well, why acting, Sam? And do you hope to do more of this in the future, perhaps something as far as a career?
I really do. Just acting and performing is very rewarding. Mm. On a scale of just, you know, you get out there and you feel the applause, you feel everybody's eyes on you, and you want to do good, and it actually builds up confidence for yourself. It's a very rewarding thing, and I would very much like to do it in the future, have more performing.
Well, performances of Frankenstein get underway this week. When will they be taking place?
Our first public performance is Thursday, October 24th at 7 o'clock p.m., then another one at Saturday, October 26th at 2, and also Saturday, our last one, Saturday, Sunday, October 27th at 3 o'clock.
As far as other events surrounding the production, I know there's Faces of Frankenstein. Tell us about that.
Well, that is a little art contest type show thing that we have taken from different students who want to show their artwork of what they think Frankenstein might look like or things like that. So that's very cool. And that will be happening after the Saturday performance on October 26th.
Strauss's production of Frankenstein gets underway this week. And Sam, how can you find out more about attending?
You can find out more about attendance by going to our website at www.straussyouthacademyforthearts.com.
Sam Coleman plays Henry Clerval in the upcoming production of Frankenstein with Strauss Youth Academy. Sam, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.